you were just referencing 19,000 at one point. Now you're at 890, almost 900K. Tell me how little work that must have taken.
Always been a skier. We've been going out to Park City, Utah since I was 1 year old. I'd always make TikToks, even with the 19,000 followers. Like, I still grinded it. I mean, I was on Musical.ly. You know, I was never kind of like the dancing kid.
That's
when people call me the TikTok kid. Hell no. Hell no. Me and my brother, Aiden, we were riding on the lift in Park City. The lift is just packed with people. I said to him, how funny would it be if I just fucked with people going the other way? I was like, dude, film me. People's reactions were so hilarious to us that we just kept going. And I was like, dude, these are gold. Like, TikTok's going to love this shit. I was like, dude, this video is doing super well. I look at my phone. I'm like, it just passed 100,000 likes. And I was like, this is the first video that it kept going up. And I was like, dude, got to make another one tomorrow. Like, the people want it. That video, by the next day, it had hit 1 mil likes.
So, How many followers did you get from that?
In the first day, like, I went from like 20 to like maybe 100K.
Hello, and welcome to the MCM Podcast number 35, a proud podcast brought to you by Monmouth County Memes, which I no longer run, and we're also a partner of On the Rocks Media Group. Now, I always say shout out Alexis. She's not really my boss. Pays me like 10 milli a year, which I actually don't want to shout you the fuck out because I feel like I'm highly underpaid. So Alexis, this is actually going right to you because I feel like also you only watch like the first 10 minutes of my goddamn shit. So you should watch further on because it's a great fucking show. And today's show, I have a guest who is a TikTok creator who reminds me of a few people. If you ever know of Balen Levine, of course you got to know Danny Duncan. He makes hilarious content. Really, he started making like skiing content, ski lift shit, and it was super fucking funny, kind of screwing with people on lifts. Now he's getting into more like prank shit, and it's you know, dude, he's a young guy too, which is like making me a little bit mad because I'm a little bit older, so I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? And of course, as you see, before I introduce him, I am wearing my turtleneck sweater. Now, Jenny literally tore me apart for like 10, 15 minutes saying this is like every girl's biggest turn off. And I looked at her and I was like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I think it looks gorgeous.
Thank you, buddy. I think it looks good, dude. Will it work at DJs? Probably not. The haircut, I did finally get a haircut after like 8 months. That will work in DJs, but this probably won't. And I'd be so hot, I would die. I would die on the dance floor. I would legitimately be dead if I was wearing this.
Oh, I mean,
it's fucking Italian night on Thursday. I would die. I look more French than Italian.
Agree to disagree. I think you look fine.
So now is my time to introduce my awesome guest, which I'm so fucking hyped to have on. Griffin, thank you for coming on. How are you doing today, bro?
I'm doing good, Max. Thank you for such an awesome introduction. Seriously, guys, I'm happy to be here. Happy to be talking with my guy here.
Dude, I'm so hyped to have you on. Like I said, I only forget like the followers that you've gained on TikTok. Like, as someone who actually likes your content and the prank shit, it's like, it's not fake. Like, you go around, your latest one was like driving around with a fucking megaphone.
The PA system, which got removed. It got removed. That one got removed.
What? I was just watching that.
Violation of community guidelines for harassment and bullying.
TikTok, you blow.
I'm a bully. I mean,
you are. You're a cyber bully.
They saw my muscles. TikTok probably saw my muscles in one of my other videos.
You're a fucking bully.
This kid. Harassment.
You're a menace to society.
Honestly, that's
TikTok,
like...
TikTok, actually, I take that back. TikTok, you are doing God's work. Whatever you got to do to... I was going to say, whatever we got to do to keep banning Griffin, keep doing. Get rid of Duke. Get rid of Griffin.
Oh,
get
stop.
Rid of everyone else.
Hilarious.
Get rid of everyone else on TikTok that's kind of funny. Yeah, we don't need them. We like keep all those like regular kids that just like there's music in the background and they just point to like something like text right there. Those are the only people we want.
Oh, those are the only we want the people like Charlie D'Amelio. Like
Charlie
guys,
Dixie.
Hey, TikTok, if you're watching this, if we could just get more people, you know, like. Dancing. Charlie D'Amelio, a lot of Bryce Halls. I love that guy.
Yeah.
Huge fan of Bryce Hall. You know, I would like to see more Bryce Halls on there.
Maybe he's not
like,
a fighter. He's not a fighter, though. Know that.
Oh, I mean,
guys, I never claimed I was a fighter. I love that, dude. I never claimed I was a fighter.
I'm joking. I don't like that guy. You know.
No, right, no.
You know. You
of
know.
Course,
I'm joshing.
Bro.
I'm joshing. Straight joshing. TikTok and I have some problems. I mean.
You guys got to fix that.
We got to get TikTok and I need to go on a little date or something and figure this out because I've been banned like 4 or 5 times. And it's like I get banned and then I get back in. TikTok is okay about replying. I don't want to hate on TikTok because like, you know, it's helped me become a creator. But seriously,
bro,
we got to get that figured out.
Of the probably the 5 or 6 TikTok creators I've had on the podcast from New Jersey, like probably 4 of them have so much complaints about the app.
Jersey's a different breed.
Well, we do have great creators here. And funny enough, a 100%. Lot of them from Monmouth County.
True. Monmouth County. We're looking up, baby.
Like, represent.
Yeah.
And you said you're like a Monmouth County guy, born and raised?
Monmouth County guy. Been here since the third grade.
Ooh.
Love surfing. Big skateboarder.
You were saying that. I'm getting back into skateboarding after a few injuries, but I'm a surfer. Dig. I just got a tattoo, so I haven't been able to be in the water for a couple weeks. But yeah, I'm getting back in. Waves sucked this week.
Yeah, waves were not good. Beginning of summer, rolled my ankle super bad down at Long Branch Skate Park. Shout out Monmouth County again.
Shut the fuck up. That's like 3 minutes from my house.
Actually,
I go there all the time. Yeah. Yeah.
Big fan of Long Branch Skate Park. Long Branch Skate Park, if you're watching this, great park. You guys did a great job. Seriously.
The Belmar one is like closed down.
The Belmar one, yeah, since COVID, I think. It's crazy.
Because, dude, I like now, like, guys, our studio is in Belmar. So I moved here. I was like, yo, maybe I can go skate there. And I looked. I'm part of like the community. I feel like a grandpa now. I'm part of the community Facebook page. It's mostly bitching and complaining. Half about our house. Justin knows.
Oh, Justin.
Yeah.
Shout out to Justin.
Justin, producer Justin. You guys can't
see. This is my guy right here.
I have
way back
pictures
for real.
Of,
it's my man.
We do.
I'm a wink at you.
Big fan of 7-Eleven pizza. Do you like 7-Eleven pizza real quick? Let me just ask you. Get that out of the way.
Honestly, it's kind of scary. Like when I walk into 7-Eleven, I see that pizza. I'm like, I swear. I saw a bite out of one. When I went into 7-Eleven one time, I was like, yo.
And did you take the second bite?
No, I took the slice next to it. I'm not getting the one with
the
bite on
it. You're a clean guy. You're a clean guy.
I'm a Wawa guy.
Oh, okay.
I love Wawa. I had Wawa today. I get the massive cheesesteaks.
So
I just dig in.
So we're part of that, like, fuck Quick Check gang?
Oh, for real. Quick Check can suck one.
Me and my homies don't fuck with Quick Check.
Yo, Quick Check, if you're watching this, quick shout out to Quick Check. You suck. For real.
And now talking about sick chains, okay? Oh. I'm not even gonna forget skiing, forget that shit, because we're obviously gonna get into that. I have my snowboard helmet right behind us right there with like, yeah, with some stickers and shit. So tell me a little bit about your love of Chipotle.
I'm a big Chipotle guy. Chipotle, if you're watching this.
Which
I love you.
You probably are because he's in this. But without you being in this, Chipotle is like, who the fuck is this kid?
Now, Chipotle, you got a link to Monmouth County memes. I mean, for real, Max is the boy holding it down over here in Belmar.
Dude, I feel so bad. Actually, last week, they definitely want to fucking stab me. I said that you have to be like, you have to be, I don't know what the wording was, but I like barbecues. And I know, like, you probably want to stab
me
now,
too.
The
one thing I'll tell you about that Duke kid that was on here, he put up this one Bubba Coos story on his Instagram. It had to been my favorite thing I'd ever seen.
What'd he say?
And he shouted Chipotle in it, too. He goes, yeah, I just went to Chipotle, something, yada, yada, yada. Line was out the fucking door. He gets to Bubba Coos. He goes, I just went to this place. And he holds up a Bubba Coos bag. He goes, Bubba Coos? More like Bubba Dicks, this place is shit. Because it tastes like my grandma's asshole. I died
like
at
that.
Bro, this shit was so funny.
You're gonna love that. I'm not gonna lie, dude. Like, I wanna get into like your love with Chipotle, but like I feel like because Bubba Coos is a bit newer, and I've been going there less than Chipotle, I've been going to Chipotle for like 10 years. I'm on this new thing. It's like a new relationship, okay? Yeah. My new relationship with Bubba Coos, it's fresh, it's good, it might burn and I might get cheated on. I don't know.
True.
How it usually happens.
True.
But, like, I still go to Chipotle. I'm partial, though, to Bubba Coos. And you're about to step out right now.
I'm,
you're leaving.
I don't.
Forget that.
Ride or die chip. I mean, for real. Like.
Okay, so tell me the story of how, like, this crazy thing happened with this relationship you have with them now.
All right. We'll start from the top. Always been a Chipotle guy. Before social media, before anything. Love Chipotle. Chipotle Mexican Grill. Wow. We'll cut that part out.
go back 1 second.
Chipotle Mexican Grill. My home ground. My stepping stone. My headquarters. I don't know what else to call it.
Your dojo.
Dude, it is my mojo. My gojo. Whatever you want to call it. All right. Chipotle
Bro-jo.
Story. I would go to Chipotle. One day, I was like, you know what would be fucking hilarious? I should just take a selfie and put it on my Instagram story every time I go to Chipotle. And this is like, I just had these chips right in front of me. I'm like, yo. Said to my boy, I was like, dude, call me crazy, but I'm going to take a selfie with this Chipotle. And then from now on, every time I go to Chipotle, I'm going to put another picture up there. And that's all I have. That's all my only idea. I'll see how that goes, right? So I do that. Do it again. Times 10. I got like 10 pictures on there. I think it's hilarious. I'm posing. I don't know. I was just... Whatever. I kept going to Chipotle. I was like, all right, I might as well try and make something
out of
this.
Yeah, dude, you're going there anyway buying food. You might as well try to see
of course, yeah.
if you could do something with social media.
Exactly. So I had like 10, 15 photos on it, maybe. I was like, okay, what's next? You know, like, this is kind of hilarious.
So, and you were posting them or like stories?
Stories, just stories. And then I made a Chipotle highlight story on Instagram, right, on your profile. And I just put a heart on it. Wow. So Chipotle heart. So I showed it to the manager there and I was like, yo, you got to check this out. I've been posting a selfie every time I go to Chipotle. I think it's hilarious. I'm advertising for you guys, whatever. She loves it. And she's like, you know what? Keep doing this. Keep doing this. So then I just kept going. And she loved it. She was like my biggest fan. She loved all the stories. I like followed the manager of Brook35's Chipotle on Instagram, Daniela. Shout out to Daniela.
Shout out to Daniela.
She's out there doing things now. She's killing it. So I would go. I had a bunch of stories on it. And I was like, okay, what's next? You know, I'm like kind of getting free food right now.
Yeah,
but like, what's the next step? So I just wrote this little paragraph and I commented on Chipotle's last photo. Their like first photo on Instagram. And then I sent them that as a DM too. And all it was, yo, I take a picture every time I go to Chipotle. You need to check out my Chipotle highlight on Instagram. One might consider it a work of art.
Okay? And this is the official
Chipotle. This is Chipotle with the blue check. Yeah. So it was a long, I mean, I think the only other company that has a social media presence as strong as them is Slim Jim.
It's
a low key ratchet fan base. I mean, I don't know. It's like,
it's funny. God bless hilarious. Them.
No, they are great on social media.
Yeah.
And I think Chipotle is just like that.
Yeah.
You know? They have a great social media team and they're super in the loop with Gen Z and TikTok.
That's
and all
their way
of
like connecting to people.
Exactly.
Our age.
Exactly.
The memes and shit.
And it works. And like the David Dobrik stuff, everything all works. So
shout out. That's his puzzle right there.
Oh, shout out David Dobrik.
Actually, fuck him. That shit took me 30 hours and I won fucking 25 cents. But it did make for some great TikTok content before I was kicked off. Damn. But
get you back
going.
On there. We'll get you back. I have experience with getting banned and then getting back on TikTok. Did I mention that?
Not on. We were talking about that before.
Okay,
we
might have to roll it back. All right. Anyways, so back to Chipotle.
Keep going.
I DM'd them and they responded, wow, we love this highlight.
Dude.
Send us your address. We're going to send you a bunch of free meals. And I was like, okay, this is awesome.
That's legit.
Right? And I like, they sent me 25 free meals. Yeah, and like I literally, they were all on individual cards. It was great for parent or for teacher appreciation week. I gave them to all my teachers. I gave them to all my friends. I had no need to have these cards, you know. It was like, so that was the first step. And like, you know, then I'm just like, what's next on my little Chipotle totem pole? Like, what's the next thing I could do to like infiltrate them more, you know, in a way? So I was teasing them on Instagram DMs, and I was like, I'm gonna get that follow one day. Like I'll get that follow one day. And they were sending me, they sent me like wink emojis and stuff. It's hilarious. Like we're like, I have to be like a topic of conversation with the social media
of
team.
Course.
I think they all like,
yeah,
they all
know,
just
they
know Griffin. Like it's like the kid that's constantly in their DMs.
And they gave you
constantly
that follow?
So they hit me with the follow.
Ooh,
and that was huge.
How many people do they follow? Like not probably not many at all.
Dude, it was probably like 200. They had a mail.
Shut the fuck
I
up.
I swear I was the only one on, that they followed that wasn't verified. And this was hilarious to me because it was like the Lakers and then like Griffin Laszlo. And at the time I had like 2,000
followers.
Like LeBron
James Griffin.
Dude, it's like I was hey, you know, the Chipotle highlight Instagram. That's so lit. I was like, but this is not it. I'm going to keep going. Like I'm like, what's next on the Chipotle totem pole? Sorry.
No, you're so, good. No, keep going.
I'm like, what's next? I was like, oh, I had on TikTok, I only had like 20,000 followers at the time.
You want to keep it closer to your mouth?
Yeah, sorry. Hello?
I clean these. Don't worry. You know, now you're good.
Yeah. All right. So I was like, I'm going to get that. Like, they said, check your TikTok notifications too. And I was like, yo, this is nuts. And then they followed me on TikTok too. And so it was like Instagram and TikTok. And I was like, okay. I have to do something with this. It's like almost like a calling from God. I'm like, I'm on a mission from God.
Literally.
I need to take Chipotle.
To work with Chipotle.
Chipotle was in my bag. I used to tell that to people. I was like, yo, they're like, what's the deal with Chipotle? I was like, they're in my bag.
Literally.
No, I'm messing.
No, I like it.
But that happened and I'm trying to think. So wait, where was I just? I'm like, I have ADHD, so
no,
I kind of like,
fine.
I'm all over the place.
We were talking about how obviously Chipotle was in your bag, and after you got the follow from them, you're really hype.
Super hype. All right, so I got the follow from them. I'm like, okay, what's next, right? And I just kept putting the highlights up. I just kept going, and I would try to like get noticed with them. I would text them in the DMs and say like, oh, I'd love to make a video for you. Like, anytime you need a video, let me know. Like, I'm your guy. Like, I'm Chipotle's number one fan. And I've been very stern that I am Chipotle's number one fan, even though I get a very simple order. And we'll get to that. I get 3 soft chicken tacos. But
wow,
I am a rider. So
that is like, pretty simple.
I had them convinced that I was their biggest fan, and it was like cool because I don't know. Like, you know, there's like Wendy's biggest fan. I don't know if there's a Wendy's biggest fan. I know there's a 7-Eleven Pizza's biggest fan. I'm pretty sure he's sitting to the left of me.
Yeah, this guy's not living past 30 if I keep eating those, so keep going.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm like, what's next? And then this, I know, I would make these Chipotle TikToks, and here and there, this one time, they said, hey, we have a new filter. Try it out on Instagram story. So I tried out their new filter. Super hilarious. They reposted it on their real story. That was awesome. But then they came out with this David Dobrik challenge.
Yes.
And it was like, show me why you deserve free Chipotle for a year. And I'm like, at the time,
there's
this
no
is
one
me.
That deserves it more than you.
I was like, I am Chipotle's number one. Because
you're putting in the work already.
I was like, there can't be any kid out there that is grinding as hard as me. But you know what there can be? A kid out there that can edit a better video. So I was not super motivated at that time. And I was like, there's no chance of me getting it. I had 19,000 followers on TikTok. I wasn't big on Instagram. I wasn't as creative as I like to think I am now.
How long ago was this?
This has to been, it was, the David Dobrik challenge was a year ago at least. So I made a video for that. It got like 1,200 likes on TikTok and it went nowhere. You know, it wasn't a good video. I wasn't proud of it.
Fuck
and then,
you, TikTok.
TikTok, for real. Get your shit together. Last warning. So.
Or else.
Yeah.
I'll make another account that you could probably just ban.
Yeah.
But don't worry, I'll take my talents to Triller and it's not that shitty.
For real. So I lost my train of
thought.
I'm
sorry, dude. I just honestly I don't want to say like joking about Tourette's, but I'll just like say like shit out of nowhere with my friends. So it's like when you say it just triggers me to like say something weird. Justin's kind of like, what the fuck?
Like, I'm like Chipotle, TikTok.
Even Justin can't follow around. Like, God forbid, you know, the people listening to this will be like, where the fuck are they just going in and out of things? He's talking about Chipotle.
I dive in different categories nonstop. Anyway.
So just quick question. So what I like with you getting in with Chipotle, okay, dude, like it would be one thing if you use your 890,000 followers on TikTok to help you in with that, but you got in with TikTok before
Chipotle. Before Chipotle, my relationship with Chipotle stemmed completely before TikTok.
Before TikTok, 100%. So when you had not many followers on Instagram, so that's what makes it an even crazier story. Like it's one thing, like you were talking with them, like messaging them when you're already big. Because dude, obviously they're like, oh, he's a lot of followers, but it's crazy.
Chipotle was they. Motivated me in the world of social media completely. I was like, Chipotle follows me. I need to do something with this. I don't know what else I was doing. You know, it was like, it was kind of like I said, it was a calling. I'm on a mission from God. I needed, cool. Like, Chipotle followed me. And it was like, I need to do something with this. Like, I need to continue on TikTok. I need to, you know, I don't want to be the kid with the least amount of followers they follow. You know, I'm going to work until... They believed in me, though. Like, that was, like, they, in the DMs, everything, when I wasn't big, they believed in me. And they were like, we love you, like, you're awesome. Like, their social media team texted me and stuff. And it was, like, the best feeling ever, even though I knew it was probably just a bunch of 20-year-olds sitting in a room all logged into Chipotle's Instagram.
But still, you know? They have that power.
Yeah, and the
Chipotle.
Fact that they were using it on me, and, like, they could actually, like, single kid out, and, like, I would DM them a ton. And, like, I probably overloaded them here and there, but, like... I was a monster in their DMs. You know, I was just tearing it up.
Well, the persistence, dude.
That's what got me there.
It is.
100%.
And that's like a little tip for people on social media. Like, you don't feel embarrassed, like, when you keep pushing. Because especially, like, I'm sure, like, dude, with you, you might get a lot of DMs from other people or, like, businesses, stuff like that. But with MCM, like, there's some people that will constantly message me. And, like, if you get a lot of DMs a lot, think about these companies. You're getting thousands of DMs.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes they honestly might not see it. It's not that they might not like your shit. But you said you were really pushing for them to see your shit, and it worked out.
100%. So I was forever regretful when I didn't win that David Dobrik contest. I was like, wow, I just screwed up a celebrity card at Chipotle. And I thought if I made a video great enough, they would have picked me, right? And then a few weeks later, I'm at Notre Dame, first semester of college. I'm in my dorm room. COVID is crazy. You know, everybody's just like, I'm just on my computer, and I'm thinking, what can I do? And Chipotle comes out with another contest. And they teamed up with The House That Nobody Asked For, if you know them, like Taborowicz,
yep.
The Caroline Girl, super funny. And I love it. I love them. Like, I think Taborowicz is so funny, and I love his stuff. So they came out with a contest.
Way better than The Hype House, I'll tell you.
Oh, 100%. Yep. I don't even, like, I don't follow anybody in The Hype House. I don't even, like...
I don't even know who's in it. Like, is that still a thing anymore? Or no,
no. It was Bryce Hall's in there, right?
Well, I think was he originally?
Was Addison Rae in there?
I know, like Addison Wade was, Charlie was
washed.
Yeah,
washed. Sorry,
Bryce. Well, Bryce is now too.
Yeah, washed. They're all washed.
You know who isn't washed?
Griff.
Yeah, Griff. Max.
Justin.
Justin. What up, Duke? Anyone else who's come on this stellar podcast?
100%.
So
holding it down out here. For real. It's my boy. No traffic if you create your own lane. That's what Max is doing out here.
That's a fucking stellar quote.
First you learn, then you remove the L. That's what Max is doing out here, ladies and gentlemen.
So damn. I'll just give one for you guys. It's not the size of the hammer. It's the nail you're throwing it at.
All right, so
it's not one for the kids.
The House That Nobody Asked For come out. They make a video. It's got like 1.3 million likes on it. And it's like, hey, you know, we're here. The House That Nobody Asked For. We're teaming up with Chipotle to give free burritos for a year to any family or friend group of up to 5 people. Right?
Ooh, that's...
And I saw this and I was like, dude, I messed up on the David Dobrik challenge.
You're not going to mess up this
There's
time.
No way I'm messing up on this thing. And I'm going to do whatever it takes to get a chance at this. So, you know what the first thing I did was?
What?
Did you ever see the kids that won the David Dobrik contest?
I don't think so, no.
There was this one kid that made a phenomenal video.
He was just probably sick at editing.
He blew away the talent. It was just he organized everything well. He was the most similar to me in the sense that he was a Chipotle fan. He like made sure their location was in all his pictures on Instagram, oh, everything, you know? He made an amazing video. So I emailed that kid a long email about how I was super regretful that I didn't win the David Dobrik challenge. I told him all about my highlight Instagram story. And he replied to me. And then I had an hour and a half Zoom call with him. And he helped me edit my entire video for this competition.
Dude, one, that's like very like adult and mature of you to be able to like open up to a person and be like, dude, yeah, I feel like I fucked up in that one thing. Because not a lot of people will say that. They'll be like, oh, you know, I didn't win. Well, they clearly have no taste.
No, the video wasn't good enough. And like I knew if I created a good video and I showed Chipotle, I mean, they already knew. I just needed to show it to everybody else.
Yeah.
Chipotle wanted to see, you know, like, so whatever. I made this awesome video. I flashed through the highlights super quick and I narrated the whole thing and then I won the competition.
Hey, which then good shit.
Gave me...
So who's the lucky other people?
So I did it with my family.
Nice.
And I talked about how big Chipotle fans we were and I made sure to include everybody in it.
So is this still in this year that you have free Chipotle?
Yeah.
You fucker.
Yeah, we can go after this. I mean, ain't no Bubba Coos with Griff, I'll tell you that.
It ain't no 7-Eleven, though, no, you know what I'm saying? No
7-Eleven. Three soft chicken tacos, queso, and cheese.
I fuck with that. That's it's simple. It is quite... I was going to say, for someone who loves... like, is that... do you get anything else there? No, like, nope. You don't fuck with...
Every time.
Wow. No every burrito. Time.
Occasionally. Occasionally, I'll dabble with it. I mean, with the like the free Chipotle, of course, like a couple different times, I would just say, give me whatever you want, you know, whatever.
Yeah, you might as well, right?
100%. Like... so I included everybody in the video, even my grandma, because, you know, I only have a brother, mom, and dad.
Okay.
And so I included my grandma because I had this awesome video when Chipotle came out with free guac mode or something. I made a video with them and like I included my grandma and it was hilarious. So I took a clip of that. I put it in, showed a picture of my brother in the highlight, showed a picture of my dad in the highlight, and then showed a picture of my mom. And so that, when I won that, me, my brother, my mom, and my dad, and my grandma all got free Chipotle for the year. Because it was a friend group or family of up to 5 people. And that this was corporate Chipotle. So this was my Chipotle rewards account just got loaded with a ton of free meals.
On I was going to say, is I was like, it's not a card.
It's not a card. No.
That would be sick if they gave me awesome. A fucking gold plate. And you just walk in and they're like, oh, what do you want?
Bam. But literally. It was COVID. Yeah. So like... and I was already getting free Chipotle. So I like I would just go on Snapchat and I would take a selfie and I'd be like, yo, pick a number between 1 through 100.
That's awesome.
Everybody gets 3 tries. And then I would give away free Chipotle, you know, every Thursday, like whenever I could on my Snapchat story. I'd do like little Instagram competitions where I'd just give it away because I had so much. I mean, I just dished it out.
You're a good Samaritan.
This one girl, she was at school. And she put up a picture on her story of a dining hall burrito she got on her private story on Snapchat. And it was like this is what the burritos are.
It's probably ass.
This is, yeah. Oh, it looked terrible. Yeah. I felt so bad. And I swiped up and I said, here you go. And I dropped her a free meal. And like, I got to do that to so many different people. And even though it was just Chipotle and it was a free meal, I don't know, it made me feel good about myself in ways.
No, you're using like, and especially dude, like is that wasn't just given to you. Like you had put in so much work to win that. And the fact is that like, even after that, you're like, you know what? Let me just give this meal today to someone else.
And it was, I wasn't limited to Brook 35 anymore. I was at school.
Well, that's what I was saying. All, yeah. Because like, I understand you were getting free Chipotle, but like now you're at Notre Dame. There's not that girl, the manager there. So it's like now you could literally, and you know, it's not like Coos that's only in New Jersey. Like Chipotle is fucking everywhere.
I took my roommate from Switzerland to Chipotle for the first time ever. That was cool.
And did he was just like, dude, I wish this was Coos.
He goes, you know. this is fucking good. This is fucking good.
He probably loved it, didn't he?
Oh my God, it was awesome.
They don't have, it's not international? Like they don't have it? Like,
no, I guess not. I don't think so. No. Not okay. yet.
Maybe not yet. Chipotle, not what are you doing? Yet. Like they got McDonald's at every street corner in the fucking world, but you don't Chipotle over there?
Yeah, Chipotle. Do better. I'm just kidding.
No, please. Here's the deal.
Cut that out.
No, he can't talk shit, but I can, because I'm already on your shit list. You guys want, you're going to send in a fucking hitman after
Chipotle,
that story.
Don't worry about it. I'll handle this guy.
Yeah, right, I'll handle this guy. Hey. He'll kill me for you guys. That's a hired hit
Chipotle,
right there.
I'm holding back. But I could shout out the Chipotle social media team. We got Maddie, Alex, Ty.
Knowing them by name.
I might struggle on these last ones. They would be so mad at me. Maddie, Alex, Ty. And three others. What up?
If you want, like you, like,
oh, Chloe. Chloe is definitely Chloe. One of them. 100% Chloe.
I could just put the other two's names on the screen because, like, just send them to me.
Oh yeah.
So like,
yeah,
we won't feel bad.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah, just send them to me in a bit.
But moving on from Chipotle, we've been talking about Chipotle.
I know
for
we
way
have
too
been.
Long.
Like,
I mean,
taking,
it's a great topic of discussion. I talk about Chipotle day and night. You know, it's my cup of tea.
Well, it's like food. It's like, you know, as Jersey people, we do have some of the best food in the country.
100%
Do you like eating pizza?
Love eating pizza. I almost wore my Pete and Elda shirt.
Ooh, that challenge isn't hard, but it's still just to get the shirt.
Oh yeah,
because it's like
kind of thinner.
That's a drippy
shirt for real.
It is.
Yeah, but I'm a Squan Tavern guy.
Ooh, okay.
Big Squan Tavern guy. Man of Squan.
I haven't been there in probably like 3 or 4 years. I used to play lacrosse at the Army camp.
Me too.
Really? Okay. Because I used to play for Man of Squan, like travel, like years ago.
Awesome.
So I'm a Monmouth Beach guy. No one knows that, but I love it down here.
It's awesome.
Parking sucks in Belmar. Fix that, all right? We got to make underground roads.
Belmar parking is just the worst.
It sucks. Manasquan's even worse, though. I got to be honest with you.
Manasquan sucks, dude.
With
parking. I'm trying. Yeah, no, for real. I mean, and in general. But like, no hate, Squan, but like, dirty
gear
for life.
Yeah, fuck you, Leggetts.
Yeah, Leggetts.
Parker House, what is that, Spring Lake?
Parker House is Seagirt.
Seagirt? Okay.
Parker House is
I
awesome.
I do have a found love with Parker.
Of course, as you should. It's a great place.
Yeah, it's like, it's my vibe, because we're talking about like DJs. DJs is like Italian, like, yo, Griff, like, you know, you're gonna come down here.
Griff,
we're going
to DJs this weekend. Get the boys.
Yeah,
it's
get
gonna
the
be
boys.
A great time.
Like, it's gonna be a fucking good. It's like doing,
we're getting hammered. We're walking to DJs. You know the vibe.
You know, it's a very like thick accent. Like there was this girl, like
Italian.
This guy was like, we went back to this kid. I don't even know. We went back to this kid's house. Like, yo, bro, check out this Rolex I just bought. And his girlfriend was right beside him. She's like, can you believe he bought that Rolex and can't even afford to put a fucking ring on my finger? And just the most Staten Island. Not, I could talk shit about Staten Island people.
Benny,
you know why?
Benny's go home.
Benny's go
Benny's
home.
Go home.
Thank
wrap
you, thank
it
you.
Up.
Go home. But you guys probably will jump me in DJs one night. So I do. Justin, you're,
do you get looks in DJs? Are people like, yo, on the DL, that's the Monmouth County memes guy.
I like at some, like the locals know me. Like local people do know me, but I haven't gotten like anything from people not from, because they probably wouldn't follow the account. That's 100%. Why. So it's like I do talk shit on some North Jersey people, which are Bennies.
As you should.
So let's get back to your TikTok content. So you said you were just referencing 19,000 at one point, and now you're at 890, almost 900K.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me how little work that must have taken.
Oh. I mean, realistically,
it was easy breezy, right?
It happened in 4 days.
Like, one video, right?
I mean, so big skier, always been a skier. We've been going out to Park City, Utah since I was 1 year old.
That's
it's the best. Mm. My cousins live in California and San Fran. So
wow.
Every year we would fly out to Utah and Park City with my grandma. We'd stay at a place. always been skiing. Park
I haven't
City.
Been out there. I know it's like all powder and it's just
amazing.
You can't compare it to over here.
Oh, it's like a second home. So all this TikTok stuff had been happening. I'd always make TikToks, even with the 19,000 followers. Like, I still grinded it.
When
a
did
lot
you
of
originally
fun.
Start on TikTok?
I mean, I was on Musical.ly. Like, I was never kind of like the dancing kid.
Were
that's
you,
when people call me the TikTok kid.
Were you lip syncing?
No. Hell no. Hell no. I was not lip syncing.
Who's lip syncing?
Bro.
He is Bryce Hall. I knew this.
But I would just take stupid videos from my camera roll, put it on, put music to it, rock with it, try to make that shit funny. I don't know. I do a lot of crazy, like, just nonsensical bullshit that, like, with a little music behind it can be funny to an audience. So whatever, me and my brother Aiden, we were riding on the lift in Park City, and there's this one lift called Timberline. For any of you skiers, it's called Timberline. It's at Park City. It connects the canyons to Park City. There's two different mountains, but it connects them. And so the lift takes you across, and there's a lift up and a lift the other way. But that lift just takes people either way, you know? So it's like people are going to ski up there and people are going to ski up here.
Yeah.
In the meantime, there's just the lift is just packed with people. So my brother and I are riding on that lift, and I said to him, dude, how funny would it be if I just fucked with people going the other way? I was like, dude, film me.
Because like after you fuck with them, they're going the other way. It's not like they can stop
they're gone.
And like
they're gone.
Try to beat your ass.
So he films me, I think, in the first video, I was like, yo, no, I'm just going to make a TikTok. He's like, you fucking loser. You know, like, my brother hates that shit. He does.
He doesn't like the camera
shit. He hates TikTok so much. Yeah, he gets, he hates it so much. So, Aiden, fuck you, dude.
Is this your older brother?
This
younger?
Is my older brother. Yeah, he goes to Syracuse. He's cool. The boy. I mean, he's also my best friend.
But, dude, it's like not for everyone. Like, I could see, like, dude, like,
He hates it. He's like, you're always on your phone. He goes, get out of Screenland. I'm like, dude. I'm trying to make this social media stuff.
I feel like you could have like 20 million followers and he could still be
He still would. I could have 100 mil.
Yeah, like, it'd just be like, get off your phone.
Yeah. So he's the only one that would film me on the lift. So I was like, I get him to film me. I was like, dude, it'll be funny. Let me just fuck with people. Like, all you have to do is hold the camera. Right?
That's it.
So he holds it. And the first person, I go, yo, what do you cut wood with? And the guy looks at me, and I'm like, a saw, dude. And we were just dying, bro. It was so funny. And like, it was just people's reactions were so hilarious to us that we just kept going. And that day, we probably filmed like 6 videos. And I would ask people stupid questions. You know, I'd be like, kind of like fuck, marry, kill. I'd be like, yo, dude, like Jennifer Aniston or Megan Fox. And like, some people would like be riding the lift with their parents. Like, I'd pick my targets, and they'd be like, Megan Fox, yes, any day of the fucking week.
And you would just love those reactions.
It was so funny. And I was like, dude, these are gold. Like, TikTok's going to love this shit. I tell my brother, like, TikTok is going to love this. So we get home that day, and I make a video, and I put subtitles on it through TikTok, and I'm like messing with people on the chairlift. Didn't think anything of it, you know? I do this all the time. I like film a video, edit it in, you know, 10 minutes, and then just put it up. And so I did that, and, you know, we're going out to dinner and stuff. I was like, dude, this video is doing super well. I'm like, we're at 30,000 likes. It's only been like an hour, right?
So
then we're going out to dinner, and I look at my phone. I'm like, it just passed 100,000 likes. And I was like, this is the first video that I've ever had past 100,000 likes. You know, I had one that got to 97, but all of my other videos, I'd get like 70K, like 60K, 40K, all here and there, because they were all different kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, and you're trying to find your niche.
Yeah, and this video was just going. And I was like, at dinner, I was like, freaking out. I was like, yo, this is like, it's just going up.
And your brother's like, get off your phone.
My brother's like, dude, you're so stupid. Like, so it kept going up. And I was like, dude, babe, we gotta make another one tomorrow. Like, the people want it. The people want to see more. Everybody's commenting part two. I'm like, say less. I'll get on the lift tomorrow. This is our first day of our trip, too.
Oh, my. And how many days were you there for?
A week. We were there for a week.
Oh, so, dude,
which
you were
later extended to 2 weeks, because it was just going so well that we were like, we gotta stay longer. So
it's crazy how things like that work, bro.
Yeah, that video, by the next day, it had hit 1 million likes. And I was just like, this is nuts.
How many followers did you get from that?
Probably in the first day, like, I went from like 20 to like maybe 100K. Wow. Maybe like, it was huge. I was going up. But like, the best video of that series, it got up to part 12 of me messing on the lift, because eventually I knew that I was going to run out of time. Like, I knew that I wasn't going to be on this lift, and then this would be over. So I would just lap the lift with my brother. And this is like, we're big skiers. You know, we would hike, we would hit the terrain park all day. And I was like, all I want to do is ride the lift.
You're just like, I was like, dude, can we actually hit some trails?
He's like, I
want
to ski. I'm here to ski. We are in Utah to ski. And I'm like, dude, but TikTok. Like,
yeah, yeah, dude.
But like,
one of the best places to ski in the fucking country.
100%. Yeah. And I was like, dude, let's ride the lift. I was like, come on, we'll grab a beer.
Like, bro, it's one thing, like, if you're at like Blue Mountain or
yeah,
Jack Frost,
totally
like,
different story.
Mountains
totally
suck. So I feel like there has to be someone who does that there.
So my brother was pissed. And like, oh, it was so funny. But the next day we make it. And it does just as well. And I was like, oh my God, dude, part three. And like after the second day, I was a day ahead constantly. So like I would post.
Yeah.
So if, you know, we filmed on Monday and I would on Monday, I would post the video from Sunday.
Yeah.
Kind of. So I was like a day ahead and it felt really good. But then I was like, oh, you know, at the end, I'm not going to be anywhere ahead. I'm not going to have any content. We got to keep moving. So we filmed a ton and I was just like, I was just, you know, thinking about stuff I was going to say. I made a whole list on my phone. I would just like look at the list and then I'd be like, all right. And I pick my targets and I go. So the second video did super well. And the third video is what like put me off the map. It was like, I went from the one video, the first one, you know, was at 1 mil. Second one probably hit like, you know, 600K. And then the third one was just like 5.4 million likes. And I was just like, this is nuts.
Who knew skiing, like snowboarding and TikTok yeah, was so
and the beautiful
wild
thing was like nobody had ever messed with anybody in the lift. And like I started to notice people.
We're starting to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, people were starting to do it. And I was like, this is awesome. I'm riding down the mountain. My friend calls me. His name's Jake. He's like, Griff, you won't fucking believe it. I'm like, what? He's like, dude, I'm at Bear Mountain in California. And I'm getting on the lift. And the guy in front of me says to the lift manager, hey, what do you cut wood with? And the lift
so
manager goes,
copying
what?
You.
And then he goes, a saw, dude. And I was like, dude, there's no way that happened.
Even
and
though,
like,
dude,
I swear to God. And this kid's like not on TikTok.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he had just known because, you know, his friend was doing super well on us, getting all these likes. And like, you know, so he watched them and then he saw that happen to him. He was going nuts. And then.
What the fuck?
And I just kept making these videos and I would get on the lift and the guy would be like, oh, dude, you're the kid from TikTok. I was like, dude, I'm in Utah right now. This is nuts. And, you know, I was like, I was having the time of my life on this like little mountain. I mean, it was a big mountain on Park City. I felt like a little legend. And like the greatest part about it, it was like nobody could see my face. I felt like Marshmallow. You know, like, even on TikTok, nobody could see my
Belle
face.
Belle Delphine.
Yeah, for real.
She has a wig on, so
my
when
queen.
She goes out and I know, I have her t-shirt.
Oh, dead ass?
Fucking love her. I don't have her OnlyFans, but I did buy the bath water and I did drink it.
That's what we like to
then
do.
I got AIDS. But
you can't
keep
tell
going.
Max is low-key a freak.
That bath water gave me AIDS, but still alive today. So sorry, keep going about the lid.
So I don't know. It was like, this was my first like real introduction to, you know, I had a friend that blew up a ton on TikTok and that got me into it a little bit more and it was fun. And, you know, he was like thrilled by it. So I kind of was in his shoes when I was in Utah and I was having the time of my life. I was just, you know, I would ski the whole day and then I'd go in the hot tub and I'd just go live and I'd have a ton of people on it. And I was just like, you know, me and my brother were just like fucking joshing on live. You know, we just didn't care. We were laughing, just like tons of people. But I didn't know how to get the following from my Instagram. And like I was swiping up on this video and like with my brother, we're just laying in bed like swipe, just goes up 10K, just like 10K, like 10K every time I refresh. It was the craziest thing I'd ever seen.
And it's that it's that feeling when you get like a viral video and you like, there's no other app like that with YouTube or Instagram.
Yeah.
Maybe like if you get reposted by like Barstool Sports or something, maybe, but I've seen that. Like I had like a few viral videos with Dobrik's Puzzle and like, dude, like that feeling, like when you keep refreshing.
It's nuts, dude. It was nuts.
No other app. Like I agree with you. Can
yeah,
you get that sort of virality?
It is a crazy feeling. It was a crazy feeling. As weird as it may be, like seeing all those likes go up, it was awesome. And like, I wanted more of it, you know, so I would go out and that would inspire me to make the next video and the next video and the next video. And like, I had like all of these huge accounts messaging me on Instagram, like Lad Bible.
Yes.
Yeah. So Lad Bible DM me. They wanted to repost my video as a series, right? My dad is a hardcore businessman, right? He's all about business. Get money from him. He goes, don't let them post that for free. He goes, get money from him. Griff, you need to make money. Griff,
yeah.
Griff, make money, make money. Scared Lad Bible off. Yeah. That was a tough L. They agreed to pay me for the video. And like, I had no idea. Like, this was all so new to me. I wasn't friends with like any creators. I was just like, I want to make this work. I don't know how. I was messaging this one kid on TikTok and he helped me out a ton. His name's like Jacob Greer.
You might not
know
familiar.
Some Canadian kid,
yeah,
but he's been on TikTok forever. And like, you know, he has a huge following. And he was just helping me with like It's like, dude, these, like, they want to buy the, you know, the rights to my video. I don't know what that means. Like, they're going to pay me and then advertise other brands. This was all so new to me. I had no idea.
Like, and you're a young guy.
I'm a young guy. I'm only, like, I was 18 at the time. I started on TikTok probably when I was 16. Like,
and now you're 32. Yeah, and it's just it's been a while.
I'm getting old.
You got a wife and kids.
I got my first gray hair. And she's trying to get married, and we already have the two kids. It's a rough life.
And you don't even, I got to get you a pair of dad Crocs, all right, dude?
I need those. That, like, why don't you got the things in the holes, though?
I got you. When's your birthday?
July 1st.
Holy fuck, it's a little bit past. I'll send you, bro. I'm sending, Duke was like making fun of me, so I'm sending his pair. His birthday's actually this weekend. I'm going to send him, I'm going to get you a pair. I'll get you a pair, dude.
You're shitting me.
I'm not fucking kidding. I'll get you a pair.
Are you serious?
They're an Amazon number one seller. I'll get you a fucking pair, bro.
This is my guy.
I got you.
I love you.
So, but it has to be like an outrageous color.
Oh, for sure.
Which I feel like you're cool with, because you just roll with everything.
Bro, I got chips and guac slides.
Really?
I should have brought them over. I got that chips and guac slides. And they're like the most disgusting thing you've ever... I mean, no offense, Chip. Like, for real.
No. But that's fucking funny.
Dude, I mean, it's hilarious. I wear it, if I wear them to a party, I'm like, wow. Like, I don't know if I'm I'm looking fucking hilarious right now, or if I just look like a complete weirdo.
No, dude.
Wearing my chips and guac slides. But it's hilarious, because everybody knows I'm ride or die Chip. So it's
it is. But, dude, funny enough, there's actually something, there's this, book I read, but it's called, this thing, peacocking, with, when you go out to places. I hate, feeling like I'm always, fitting in and shit. So if you wear something, bro, I said, I wore, my Belle Delphine, her holding, bathwater shirt to, Parker House, and people come up to you and be like, what the fuck? And I'll just joke around, yeah, it's my girlfriend, something like that, or that's my sister, I'm just supporting her. 100%. But just to see people's faces, so when you wear those, people come up to you bro, if I saw you at a party or something, I'd be like, dude, those are funny as shit. No one's gonna be like, dude, fucking take those off. 100%. Those are the people wearing checkered Vans, like those.
You dick.
I'm kidding. I actually like those. I have a pair of the black ones, though, just the regular black ones.
These are good. They're from skating. You can tell.
Well, yeah. Let me. Real skaters, you have the outside right here. Always put. Oh, you can tell he's a real skater. Could fucking board. Are you goofy or regular?
I'm goofy.
Nice, brother.
Right foot forward.
Yeah, let's go. Fellow goofy brother right here. Especially, yeah. I hate... we hate regular-footed boys.
Yeah, if you're regular-footed, that's
don't even watch this. You guys are banned.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say something more gruesome,
Tell me. We can hit it. If it's too bad, we can take it out.
I'm going to hold it back.
So, listen. I want to ask you, you've done incredible on TikTok. I don't know what you're doing. That's just you stretching, Justin. If you had any advice for someone starting out on TikTok, dude, what would you tell them?
Don't be embarrassed, and definitely don't care about what other people think about you, because that's going to take you nowhere. You really need to have tunnel vision, kind of. And if it's something that you want to do, then absolutely do it. And make videos that you want to make, videos that you have fun doing, and who cares? Explore it. I mean, that's what, I was always when people have a video that blows up, they want to keep doing it. And some people get stuck with some awful thing. It's this, I would watch this girl that would straight up queef on TikTok. It was the weirdest thing.
Wait,
bro.
I know that girl,
bro. Know her?
No, not know her,
oh
know
my
her.
God,
but
I was about
to
leave.
Yeah, that's my girlfriend. So, yeah. It's my sister, bro.
So she blows up, and then you know what? She has to she wants to be famous, I guess, on TikTok. So she just keeps making them. And it's just dude, I'm just bringing the gun closer to my head.
Yeah, you're just what the fuck?
That was the thing with the ski videos kind of at first. I'm it'd be cool to be famous, but do I want to be famous for just messing with people on a chairlift? I think that I'm more than that. So.
But dude, the good thing is, I feel like you're escaping that niche, because you just posted other prank videos and they're doing great, and you're not a ski lift.
I'm trying, yeah. So I'm trying to fill as much as I can. I want I don't really want a niche. I want my niche to be my personality. I want people to know my personality and think I'm funny, and that's why I want them to follow me. I don't want them to follow me just because of the lift.
Which I think, dude, in the beginning, on TikTok, to get big, you kind of have to make videos in a niche.
Yeah, you got it.
You got it. But then once you have the following, people like you for your shit.
And that's what I'm trying to do.
That's you're broadening out now.
Yeah.
And dude, you're so fucking close to a milli.
Oh, I gotta get there. When I was getting banned and unbanned, I lost like 15,000 followers, which stunk.
Fuck you, TikTok.
I know.
No, I could say that. I don't want him to say that because, you know, I don't want you. I want him to get a million, then he could say that. Fuck you, TikTok.
Yeah, once I get a million, like,
you
could game over.
You
can
lick
real.
My ass,
I'm
TikTok.
I'm on the grind. That's what I say to like anybody that wants to be a creator too. Just keep grinding. And like if one video doesn't do well,
it's okay.
Yeah, and then think about why it didn't do well.
Love you know, my that. Friend, the self-reflection.
My friend posted TikTok the other day and he's like, Griffin, I'm gonna get viral just to, you know, say fuck you. Like I'm gonna pass you in followers. He posted a video of this kid like skating on a rail and fell and just like completely nutted himself on the rail, you know? And it was funny, but like it had a Snapchat caption over it. And I was like, dude, he had just posted it. He's like, this is a viral TikTok. I was like, oh, just take the Snapchat caption off for me. Like, just do it. It'll look so much better. It's going to do so much better. And like, then this video gets like 30,000 likes. And it's, I don't know. So it's like, do what you want to do. I don't know if that's a good example exactly. But like, every time I posted a video, I would think not why it didn't do well. Like, I'm trying to think of the way to put this. Don't think about why it didn't do well. Think about how you could make it better. So like even with the ski lift, as I went from like part one to part two to part three to part four, I was constantly thinking about how they did and then constantly thinking about how I could change it to make them better, even if it was just the intro. And you know, and you could tell like the analytics, everything, like some people would only watch a video 30 seconds the way through, you know, is the average watch
time.
You
could see.
You know?
So that's one of the biggest things on TikTok.
I need to make, the first 10 seconds of your TikTok are the most important part. You need to lock people into it. And that's how certain trends do so well, whether it's the beginning of the song, anything, that's what locks it in. So do that. Pick songs that you like, you know, take a trend that you can tell is doing well and then figure out a different way you can do that. And don't do it the same. You know, you don't want to copy people's content, but you can do something original with it. You know, you can put your own spin on it and that's what makes it more original, you know, kind of.
I like that. No, because what other people are doing is successful. You aren't going to carbon copy their stuff. But, dude, you're your own unique person. So if you could put your own spin on that. But what's crazy is you really created that, like that yelling at people or like messing with people on the ski lift.
On the ski lift.
You were the first fuck. Because when I saw that, and, dude, I got to be honest, before I even knew about you, I saw that like a long time ago. And I thought that was fucking hilarious. And I probably followed you on one of my like earlier accounts. And yeah, I didn't see anyone doing that.
Yeah, I saw there's this one video that I had seen that did well. Was like, and I like to think that it stemmed from me, but this one kid screamed off the lift at like a ton of people. He goes, my sister's pregnant.
He's I'm gonna be a dad. Oh, yeah, I'm gonna be a dad. Oh.
I thought that was so funny, but like, you know, that kid DM'd me too. And he was like,
really?
Dude, your stuff's so funny. And it was awesome. And like, what I liked is, I'm the kind of kid that likes to create content. You know, I love making funny videos. All I want to do is make people laugh. I think it's funny. And like, I was connecting with all of these influencers on TikTok, and I thought it was so like crazy that it just like all it took was, you know, these ski videos, and then like I could actually reach out to these kids. So I was like, this one kid, Kale Brown, messaged me on TikTok. He was like, dude, those videos are hilarious. You don't recognize the name, but you know the kid that dances on the basketball courts?
Yes.
And then keyframes the clip. Yep. Dude, I think he's so funny.
I know, exactly.
He reached out to me. That was awesome. And like, I don't know. I've gotten to meet so many cool people, and it gives you credibility in a sense too. Like even that it's like I'm literally like, you know, cursing at people on the lift and asking if they'd rather bang like Jennifer Aniston or Megan Fox. And then like brands reach out to me and they're like,
and it's crazy.
And ski companies too. And so once I got into the TikTok creator marketplace, which is this awesome thing. Have you heard it? So
oh, yeah, like, I have. I heard you make a lot of money.
Well, the creator fund, that's how you make the money. That was awesome.
Okay.
You know? And I gave my brother a cut of that for having him put up with all my bullshit. That whole trip.
So that helps him sleep a little better at night.
He hated it. But as soon as we got back, he was like, damn, you know, that's pretty lit.
He's like, yeah, like I'll take some money in my pocket.
I paid him. I compensated him well. And it was like, I was like, you're getting this. Like, I paid him for the weeks of when we got to Utah and when we left Utah. And then I was like, from then on, it's just me. I'm rocking and rolling because my dad filmed me on the lift. Because
what?
My brother gave, my brother was so mad about it. And all he wanted to do was ski that I made my dad sit on the lift and film me messing with people.
And I love that, like, yeah, like, because I don't know, like, saying dad, that type of shit. Like, it depends. Did you alter the content a little bit to be more PC in front of your dad?
So that's actually where I got the idea to do these, like, chairlift sing-alongs. So I would, like, sing a song. My dad, like, loved it, you know. And he always hated TikTok. And, like, in high school, like, I went to biotech. It was tough curriculum. It was hard. And, like, you know, in his mind, he's, you know, went to some great colleges and didn't really believe in this. You know, to me, it seemed like, and he said I was always wasting my time on TikTok. He was like, oh, like, and he always claimed, now he'll claim that it was, oh, I only didn't like when you were watching the TikToks.
Oh,
you
know, but now they're creating.
I'm a full support of you making the TikToks. I was like, Dad,
you gotta be a watcher before
always tell him, I was like, I'm gonna make money from this. He's like, get a job, like, you know, you're wasting your time. I was like, I'm gonna make money from this. Like, it's gonna take a while, and like, but one day.
I love that confidence, dude.
I mean, you got to have confidence, too. That's what, like, you said, any advice to a creator. It's like, if you don't have confidence and you don't care about what other people think about you, that's the one ticket. It's like, I was super embarrassed to post my skiing videos on my Instagram because, like, I was a skateboarder and, like, what? Now people are going to see me messing on the chairlift? Like, I don't know.
Well, dude, like,
it took confidence. And I was like, you know, I don't give a shit. I'm going to post this, like, I think it's funny. You know, some people think
it makes
it's funny.
You
some people,
happy yeah. doing it.
Yeah, I had a great time messing with people on the lift. It was a blast.
So, like, who gives a shit if someone from your hometown or high school doesn't like it? You know who does like it? You know, your 800,000, 900,000 followers.
That's what I like to think about. And then hopefully when I get back out there, it's going to hit the moon again. And
well, dude,
that's
I got a cheat code for you. Just go to the American Dream Mall.
I was thinking
about
that, begging them to let me ride the lift backwards. And the only thing is that place would definitely echo. And I'd be like,
bro, literally, it's so small. I haven't gone
dude,
yet.
Dude, I would get kicked out in a heartbeat. This
like
one
this.
Time. So everybody, like, on the lift, people would always comment and, like, tell us to do stuff, you know, tell us to sit.
Oh, wait, they don't even have, like, a real lift there. They just bring you up,
no, they
I
have
think.
A lift. They have
okay,
a lift.
They
yeah,
do.
Yeah,
all right.
But it's one way, you know, and that's why it's so hard for people to get a two-way chairlift because, you know, there might be one in Oregon. I know that the one in Park City, I think, is the only one in Utah. They're like, you know, it's perfect. It's fun. And it's like, so, oh, where was I going with that? People would comment and they'd say, tell me to do different stuff. And they're like, throw a snowball at somebody. So this one time I got a snowball and we're on the lift and my brother's filming me.
I know exactly what video you're
and
talking
there's
about.
A guy walking under it.
On
yeah.
the street.
Oh, this was such a bad idea, dude. It was so bad. This almost messed everything up. This almost took us completely off course because...
Because didn't he go to the, dude, like, operator?
Yeah. Oh, it was
see, guys,
rough.
I watch his shit. I just don't have content creators I don't like. I check his shit. And I saw that
he
long
did it,
time
he
ago.
He did his research, for real. It's my
what,
man
dude,
right
no,
here.
Forget research. Like, I obviously looked at you, like, your latest shit, but I saw that was a video. It was a while ago.
Yeah, it was so. I wasn't even trying to hit him, and I didn't hit him, but this thing was that close, and it was not a snowball, it was like an ice ball. It had some girth to it.
Okay, Griffin's out here literally trying
dude,
to kill
I could
people.
Have, I could have caught a charge. Like,
fucking
I probably could have caught a charge.
Murderer, Justin. We're sitting next to, or we're in the same room as a potential
fucker deserved
fucking murderer.
It, though. Like, I mean, he was walking under the lift, and like,
Chris
the
Hansen's
ski man was
out,
going by. Like, the ski man's got to show him the business, you know? So, anyways. I throw this snowball at him. This thing smashes right next to him. And I'm looking, I couldn't even laugh. I look forward. I was like, that was bad. That was, I like look back and he just like takes his radio out. And he's like, on his radio. I'm like, dude, this is it. This is it. And like, there's people going by me. And like, I just didn't want to mess with anybody anymore. I was like, dude, this is bad. This is bad. This is
They're
bad.
On
I was like,
you.
Aiden, we're screwed. Yeah. We're screwed. What do we do? He's like, should I film? Like, we're like coming up to the lift. He's like, should I film? I'm like, no, dude.
So
they slow down the lift right as we're coming up and they stop it when we're about like 3 feet from the platform. So then we're just like dangling like right in front of, they stopped the entire lift. There had to have been like 50 people on this
They're
thing.
Probably like, what the fuck?
And then there's four guys just standing right in front of us, four of the lift managers. And like, they're just standing there with their like arms crossed. It looked like they were about to say anything. And I was like, I just started talking. And I was like, listen, like I was eating a snowball. Like, I'm super sorry. Like I wasn't trying to hit him. I think he thought I was trying to hit him, but like I totally wasn't. And like I think we are under the wrong impression that I was trying to like hit him with a snowball or something. I think he might have saw that. He seemed really mad, but like honestly, he just slipped off the chairlift and like it wasn't anything. I just like kept talking and talking.
Please
I was like,
oh. got
I was like we love the mountain. We love the mountain. Like this is a place like I grow up here, like skiing, yeah, we come here every year.
Place.
It's a great time.
And
like
place.
I'm super sorry. Like we don't want to do anything. And like they were about to pull our passes. Like if I didn't start talking, and then we would have been done. Like my dad would have been pissed.
Yeah, you would have been fucking mad.
Oh my god. And like even when I got home, I was like,
so what happened? Did they, how'd they react?
I monologued for maybe 2 minutes about how much I love the mountain. I spewed all of this bullshit and like,
did it work?
They just walked away. They didn't say a word. They just walked away and they're like, you know, get out of here.
You fucking, wow.
That was like the biggest hiccup.
You just skilled it.
That was the biggest, and I actually used that at the very end of one of the part 12s. Like it was like, I like messed with people on the chairlift and I include that clip at the very end. And like, it was bad. It was a bad move. It was a bad move by Griff for real. Justin's looking at me right now. Like you piece of shit.
Yeah. Just literal general piece of shit. And I think, especially when you, reference yourself in the third person, you're like bad move Griff, you know, it's a bad move.
I like to refer to myself in the third person because like, yeah. I don't know.
So, dude, you know, I think what I really got out of this is that, you know, you're in college right now studying computer science. I like that, you know, not only with grinding on TikTok, that you're also putting an emphasis on school and making it so, you know, you have these other aspects and talents. Dude, of course, you're going to get to a million. You're going to be making content for a while. But I'm excited for where you're going to go, bro.
I'm excited too. I mean, I hope everybody else is as excited as me and Max are. Because
they fucking better be, or else, you know, don't watch this.
Get your head in the game. Like, if you're watching this right now, like, me and Max out here grinding. You know, what are you doing right now? You got to get out there and do something. I mean, I'm sure you're doing something. I don't mean to throw any shame on you because, like, I love you and I'm proud of you and, like, you're a great person.
Do what makes you happy.
But, like, for real. Yeah.
Life is too short.
Life is way too short, bro. I mean, I'm already 26, you know, and I'm like, yeah. I'm expecting my kid.
He's 26 and I'm 13 and I'm like, I can't believe it. Why are you giving me that fucking look, producer Justin?
Justin's out here just behind the camera.
Justin's got
eight
kids. Yeah, he's like his eight kids are running around the studio right now. We're looking for
Max and I laughed. Justin's like, that was funny.
Yeah, he's my harshest critic. I'll say like a joke and like I'll get like a small chuckle laugh from the guests.
And you're just like, When I saw Justin laugh during this, I'm like, fuck
yeah. Yeah, right? That's no, huge. You felt good. But like the guests will give me that pity laugh and Justin will just be like, so Justin, he always keeps me humble. So thank you. Because I think I'm a lot funnier than I am, which I'm pretty funny. We're funny guys. We're funny guys.
We like to make people laugh. I mean,
you know.
It's subjective.
Do my Sylvester Stallone. Yeah, we're funny guys.
Very nice. We make a laugh.
Yeah, Borat. We're just going to
throw
that
my homie Asma just parked our slab outside. We're looking for a place to post up for the night. The bang bang skeet skeet.
Oh my God.
Dude,
yes.
Big Borat fan. Biggest Borat fan.
I love
fan.
The act.
Behind Chipotle, big Borat fan.
Wow.
That's my guy.
I didn't see the second one.
Well, oh no, you didn't, bro.
I've heard great things, though.
You got to. You got
Justin,
to
haven't
see
you seen the second? Oh, no, you haven't either. Okay, I got to see it. I'll watch it this
Justin
week.
Justin out here lacking. Both you boys lacking.
I know.
Borat's
I'm like
my...
That's a great accent. Dude, you do a good accent.
I put a lot of work into it.
As a guy who loves
you.
Accents, like,
thank
you know,
you.
I respect that.
Thank you.
Because I do like a really bad British one. Like, we do country ones.
Let
like,
me hear it.
My British accent. I do like the meme stuff where I'm like,
do it?
It's like, I'm not going to do the more fucked up one, but it's like, your country doesn't even have free elf care. Quite sad, isn't it?
Isn't it? It's like, it's like Ali G.
Yeah. You know that? Yes.
Yo, it's Ali G.
Yes.
I'm out here in London. We about to be fucking shit up, you know? Me and my boys.
That's
dude,
actually,
I love Ali G.
Ali G's like, another one.
I'm trying to think. He says, like, babushka. It's your boy Ali G. But my boy, that's way better.
Tell me where they could find you on socials, but in Borat. Like,
dude, I actually did I did a Borat version on the Lyft.
No, you didn't.
I did. I was fucking with people.
They thought you were literally Sacha Baron Cohen.
Oh, they had to in a helmet. I said,
you could have been.
I was like saying to people on Lyft, I was like, what is up with it, Vanilla Face? I make Vegeta hang like sleeve of wizard. I fucked your mother-in-law. She is my slice of cheddar cheese. Very nice. How much?
I'm like actually laughing. How did they react to that? They like it?
That one honestly didn't do that well. I did a Chipotle one though. And then Chipotle posted that on TikTok too. Me and the Lyft. That was funny. No, that was like, what'd I say? What's my favorite Chipotle meat?
Oh, okay.
What is it?
Oh no, you said it's for chicken.
Carne asada, dude.
Carne asada, fuck.
Carne asada,
but
dude.
But you don't even get burritos, dude. No, that's what I'm like.
But dude, the quesadillas slap. Have you had the quesadillas yet? Absolutely slap.
At some point,
Chipotle made a TikTok about this like dino sauce shit.
Okay.
Oh my god.
How is it? Is it like spicy?
It's phenomenal. It's like you take the red hot chili sauce.
Okay.
And you mix it with sour cream. With oh my god, and you stir it up and it makes this like.
What time is it open till? You would know this.
10.
10?
Should we go?
Yeah, we just gotta set stuff down. Should we? Jesse, if you're hungry, yeah, I'll definitely fucking go.
Yeah, I got you guys in Chipotle. The kids, yeah. What do you get though? Justin, come here. Can you come?
Yes, scoot in. What do you get, Justin? Before we close this out,
Can you tell the podcast what you get from Chipotle? You got it.
Oh my god, yeah. Put that down. Yeah, Justin, what do you get?
What do we got?
Yeah, what do you get from Chipotle, Justin?
I get a steak burrito, cheese, lettuce, tomatoes.
Nice.
A little hot sauce.
Oh, I love hot sauce.
So, I just get this thing called the coos. Griffin's about to stab me. He's like, no Chipotle for you, fucker.
Come on, what is it?
What do I get from there? I just get like a burrito.
With what in it?
I do like just chicken, beans. Like I'm like so like... What, brown rice?
Yeah.
Barbecue sauce.
Oh,
in
I
there.
Get rice on it too. I get white rice though. Okay. On my tacos.
It's.
White rice gang.
White rice gang.
Yeah, fuck you guys. Brown rice is healthier, dude. I think
Justin,
so.
Justin, can you lead in a bit so we can see you? Thanks.
Okay, so Griff. So where can everyone find you on your socials?
You guys can find me at Griffin Laszlo. It's G R I F F I N. Laszlo.
Okay.
I'm that on Instagram, on TikTok. Don't add me on Snapchat. should subscribe to my YouTube if like...
I'll put the links in bio, but what is the YouTube channel handle?
Oh, it's Griffin Laszlo. Griffin Laszlo.
Don't fuck up on that. Okay.
In case you guys need it again, it's... GRIFFIN.
I'm literally gonna do letter by letter.
ZLO. That would be hilarious.
GR, and I'm just here like can't even spell. GIRFENLZR. Griffin Laszlo.
Justin, could you tell him you're out too?
I'm not on social media.
Yeah, he's not on this cancerous thing called social media. But we love it though.
Most people on social media are like losers.
They're very shallow.
Especially kids on TikTok, bro. Kids on TikTok suck.
The worst.
They're like the kind of
ski man guy. No,
dude, that kid is
sucks.
A loser.
Right, he
for
sucks.
For real, I swear. Like
he doesn't even eat barbecues, dude. Like what the fuck, guys?
Barbecues. More like Bubba Dicks. This place is shit. That shit was so funny. I can't get over that.
Shout out to Gomez, the of man, course, fellow real. Belmar guy. He lives like 3 streets away from here. Very close. Turned 21, so I'll see you at DJ's. Dude, do you have anything else that you want to say in a little send-off to the fans and followers?
I want to say shout-out to Max, my guy over here. I met this guy maybe 30 minutes ago. I feel like we're already best friends. I mean...
You're such a chill guy. Like, this has been... We're very similar in, like, the saying, like... We can't have a good conversation. We do have a good but we just sort of, like... Fucking Sacha Baron Cohen, like yeah, do bro. That accent.
Yeah.
It's just all over the place. But 100%. That's why we're both like kind of squirrely with
yeah.
shit.
I mean, he's the man. He's out here. He's doing shit. He's getting people here. He got me here. And
guys, please give him a follow. I mean, he's got too many followers on TikTok. Don't follow him.
Follow Mom's County Memes. Follow the boy Mass because he's out here. He's getting us influencers. Like he's helping getting us noticed and he's helped connecting us and he's really pulling through clutch. So
Thank you.
Shout out to the man and shout out to what he's doing. Thank you for having me on the podcast. It was a great time and it was great to meet these boys, especially Justin. I think him and I are going to kiss after this or something.
Yeah, over. I'm going to do a little mistletoe at Chipotle and I'll just be sitting alone like I usually do in barbecues because I have no one in my life that loves me.
I'm about to take these boys to Chip because the homies ride Chip day and night. Chipotle is life.
Tonight, I'm a Chipotle fan. Chipotle, do not remember my Instagram story that I called you out on like a week ago. It was a joke. It was a joke, dude. Come on. So, guys, thank you very much for watching the 35th episode of the MCM podcast. You know, like, subscribe, send to all your friends, and we'll catch you on the next one. If there is a next one, I don't
know. Justin's got to get in here for the thumbnail for me, buddy.